You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Story came out last week that we thought was kind of interesting. It was a survey that was done. It was a study, actually, that was done on dating out of your league. Like, you definitely married up. There's no doubt. So
Yeah. I married up.
You're out of your league, for sure. You'll take it. And a study found that's actually rare.
Okay.
They say we do tend to date people who are roughly the same level of attractiveness. So like meets like, and you don't usually see a whole lot. Now you can see, I was thinking, and I don't want to be rude, but you'd have to take money out of this equation.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, that is a big influencer. Because I was just saying, Bill Belichick and his 20-something-year-old girlfriend who's a cheerleader. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Right. We know what's going on.
We know what's going on there.
But you know what? They both know what's going on, and they don't care. So why do we care?
I don't care. But yeah, it's just funny to watch.
But if you take that out of the equation, if you take, you know, millionaires and billionaires out of the equation.
Yep.
That it is kind of rare that you see somebody out and about who's a 4
yep.
with a 9.
Right.
And this works both ways, by the way.
Yes.
There was one, I'm not going to get into it, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to be a jerk, but there's one famous Hollywood celebrity who got a lot of grief because they said that this particular celebrity was married to someone who was nowhere near their level of attractiveness. And I remember people being really crappy about that and being very rude. But that's, again, that's really rare. So,
yeah, because, I mean, in that case, that person's just interested in other qualities, I guess, than looks. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny to think about how we all kind of know where we are on the looks food chain, I guess, kind of where we land. And knowing that you can look across and see somebody else and you're like, they're not on the same level or they are on the same level. It's fascinating to me to know that, really, you know.
And I know we'll get all of the text messages that say we're being so shallow. Well,
nah, this is just this
fine. It's human nature.
It is human nature. This is how you hook up with people.
And it's on the nature end of the spectrum because, I mean, even in the animal kingdom,
yeah,
they say it happens.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And isn't it funny when you do see, like, I mean, shoot, as a guy, I mean, yeah, sometimes you do go for the tens, you know, and you're just like, what am I doing?
You roll the dice and take a shot.
Yeah, you're like, well, why not? I'll just go for it.
You know, I will always remember my buddy that you've heard me talk about on the show, friendliest boy, John, who's my high school buddy. And hopefully I'm going to see him here in a few weeks. We might be doing another reunion. But I'll never forget senior year of high school. There was the girl on campus who was like the 10. Well,
okay.
to me, it'd be a 9.9, right?
Yeah.
Just insane and nice. And also didn't hurt that she came from a very wealthy family.
Oh,
but I mean,
wow.
She was just drop dead gorgeous, right? And something came up where she broke up with her boyfriend. I think she was dating a guy from a crosstown school and they broke up. She's totally available. So, John, we're talking one time and it came up. He goes, you know, you're not dating anybody, Dom. You should call her up and ask her out. I was like, Suzanne is never going to give me the time of day. He goes, here's the thing. Don't you know that the really, really beautiful people are always the loneliest because everyone's too intimidated to ask them out.
Sure.
So you know that's true. So call her up.
Yeah.
And would you believe I summoned up the courage, nervous as could be, and I called her and I asked her out. And she said no.
Yeah. Like, nah.
And I called John back and I go, you ass.
You're full of it.
You ass. You humiliated me. And I've never heard him laugh so hard. He goes, you actually called her? Jerk. So I have tried to date out of my league and I got rejected.
You got denied. Mm. Denied. Yeah, I mean, I think I feel like I went for it with Nick Knack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did, especially back when she was 21 years old. You know, I was this goofy, dorky.
What do you mean,
dude,
especially when she was 21?
Well, come on.
What are you saying?
She's gorgeous now, but, you know, being when
did
I
you
was
hear
younger,
that, Nicole?
Yeah. No, she was smoking hot when she was 21, and I was a dork. Like, I was a major dork when I was
younger.
Yeah, were.
You were a dork.
Gangly and dorky and, you know, just not successful in any way. And I went for it and it worked. It totally worked.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a beautiful, tan, blonde, 21-year-old,
So the moral of the story is you can hit the jackpot.
I think
it's
you can.
Just rare.
Like you just Jeremy gotta be got funny.
Jeremy got a yes. I got a no.
You got to be funny. You got to hook him with the humor, I think.
We want to hear from you on this. Oh, here's somebody brought up. Chris wrote in and said, Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett.
Yeah, that's a classic pair.
They weren't together that long, really, I don't think. But yeah, that's a great example where
they
people
don't match up.
People said they don't match.
I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but I'll give you a more modern example. Hugh Jackman and his wife, I don't think, match up. I really don't, if you see him. I don't.
Well, maybe that's the one I was talking about a minute ago.
Oh, were you?
But I think they filed for divorce, too, though.
Oh.
I think.
Well, maybe that's why.
No, I just... There's other things at play there.
Oh, was there? Okay.
Maybe. Hey, here's our number. Who do you want to know if you married out of your league or if you're dating somebody who's out of your league? Should we say this works both ways?
It does work both
ways. Like, could you call in and say, honest to God, boys in the morning, I am an 8 or a 9 and I'm dating a 5, but here's why?
Right.
No one's going to say that.
Because it's probably going to be money.
Or like, for
instance,
like a gorgeous, gorgeous woman, right, who's just been burned so many times by gorgeous men who are, like, total jerks and creeps and stuff like that. And so they're like, I'm going to go for the dumpy dude now.
That was a thing for a while where women were saying, I'm going for the 6s now because they treat me better.
They're nicer.
They're better guys.
They're nicer.
They're genuine. They're respectful. And
yeah.
Yeah, they're not a 10, but you can dress up a 6 to look like an 8 every now and then.
And with enough alcohol.
Yeah.
Shannon says, I'm probably a 6. I'm going to bump up to a 7.2 when I lose the weight I'm shooting for. So now I'm wondering if I need to wait until I can shoot for a closer out of league dude. Not so far-fetched.
Yeah, I'd wait till you're a 7.2 to do that.
Why not?
Yeah, because it gives you a goal then, something to shoot for.
Or date one now, and then when you do jump up to the 7.2, then you can dump them and go for someone else.
Or date two at a time. Who cares?
Yeah, live your life. It's called dating. One more before break, because I think this is interesting. Nikki says, I have a friend who doesn't understand where she is on the hot scale. And wonders why she's perpetually...
So she's shooting too high. So she's a 5 that thinks she's an 8. Nikki, you got to have a hard conversation with your friend.
How do you have that conversation?
In a dark room because you don't want to look at her?
Listen, Laura. Wait and have the talk during a total eclipse.
Over the phone so you don't have to see her.
Turn your back while you're talking.
Now listen.
Listen.
I would love to hear the talk about how you are not as high on the hot scale as you think.
That's a hard conversation to have, I guess. That's sad.
And then Christine's got the old line, but we might as well repeat it. Go home with a 10, wake up with a 2. Yes.
Yeah.
Here's Jason, who's been patiently holding. Jason, did you date out of your league?
I did.
Yeah? So what would you? Wow. What are you, like a 4?
Yeah, I would say a 4 on a good day.
Wow, you're way down there. So what did you marry?
Oh, a definite 9.5.
A 9.5?
Yes.
You're going to have to send us a text message when we're done here with a picture of you two.
Yeah, so we can
I want to see.
We want to judge for ourselves. Because you could be looking through the love goggles, you know?
No, he total body fitness workout way out of my league.
Really?
Well, then what's his deal?
What happened there?
Why is he slumming it with you?
I couldn't figure it out. Later on, I found out I was a nice guy.
And that's it, huh?
That's usually the kiss of death.
It definitely wasn't money. We made the same amount, so probably made more than I did a little.
Just because you were nice.
You might be just a sparkling personality is all that matters, right?
So did you initiate the conversation in the beginning with him or the other way around?
Yes, I did initiate. I just took a chance and we met online, took a chance. It was easy when you send a message at first.
You're like, hi, I'm nice, Jason.
Yeah.
And you fine.
So is your profile picture like really doctored up so that you'd look more like a 6.5 or something?
No, it's probably the best picture I had. Maybe I was looking a 5 that day.
Looking a 5. Well, send us a picture of you two crazy kids. Let us know which one's you.
Yeah. Now, right. If you text us the photo, will we be able to tell who is who?
Actually, that is a funny thing.
Yeah.
Don't tell us.
Send us the photo, but don't say who's who.
Let us guess.
And we'll try to figure it out. Which one is Jason?
Well, I'm a lot older. So.
No, he no, said don't tell us.
Okay.
We're going to pick out the four.
Okay.
Oh, Jason.
Here's a thought for you. Does a 9 bring up a 4? And this could be in any relationship that's out there. If you're, let's say you're a 4, and you, let's say you marry an 8, or you're dating an 8, does just being with the 8 elevate you to a 6?
Yeah, probably so.
I think it does.
It's no different than like getting in a fancier car, you look more attractive, or wearing nicer clothes, you look more attractive.
Yeah, and there's the whole thing that like if you're a homely guy, that if you can get a really, really attractive woman to go out with you, that supposedly other women will look at you differently. And I'm sure vice versa.
Correct.
Yep. We're solving the mysteries of the universe here, Jason. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Send a photo. Thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
Well, thank you.
He was nice, wasn't he?
He was a nice guy.